It is time, ladies and gentlemen, the time America waits for, where we check in with our very own princess, domestic policy advisor, Princess Di. Welcome to the show, Princess Di. How are you this morning?
I am so happy to speak to you, James. Radio royalty once again.
Yeah, here we are, darling. Listen, women are having a march again. Now, the last time women marched, I remember the big women's march, they had these hats. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. And it seems the vagina hats are back.
That's what they call them. Yes. Well, they call them something else.
They call them other things, but that's what we'll call them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So tell us about this women's march that's coming up.
Well, apparently, on October 2nd, there are going to be mass mobilization events in all 50 states. The Women's March is organizing it for October 2nd, along with 90 other lefty groups, in response to the Supreme Court not blocking the Texas heartbeat law, which is known as SB 8. And so the Women's March is going to make their anger known, and it's not just going to be in Washington, but in all 50 states.
Well, I can't
and
wait.
I just wanted to say, James, this is such a teachable moment. Let me tell you the timeline.
Okay.
The Supreme Court refused to block this Texas law midnight, just before midnight on Wednesday. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
24 hours later, basically, the Women's March was organized in all 50 states. You had the White House, Joe Biden, calling the law almost un-American, and he is promising an all-of-government approach to fight the Texas law.
Right.
You had Dick Durbin, senator from Illinois, Democrat, who is chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, is going to hold hearings, basically looking into how the Supreme Court makes emergency decisions.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Can you hold on 1 second?
Parents.
1 second. What gives Senator Dick Durbin the right to hold hearings on a separate but equal branch of government?
Well, he has the right because he is senator of the committee, and this is part of what our system is. The power checks each other.
Check
in the
balance.
Branches.
Okay.
Yes. But he's very upset because the Supreme Court has ruled on important decisions in this emergency way against Joe Biden. On the Texas law, on the eviction moratorium, and then on Biden's attempt to overturn the Remain in Mexico policy. So the liberals are mad. Okay, and then in the House, Pelosi says she will, in response to the Texas law, codify Roe v. Wade. In other words, she is going to work to make a law outlawing abortion, which, of course, I think, as most opponents of Roe v. Wade think, that that's the way it should happen anyway. If you're going to have a law, it shouldn't be a Supreme Court decision. It should be coming through the legislative process, which they never did. So she says that she is going to codify Roe v. Wade in court, which means it's going to be a knockdown, not in court, in the House. It's going to be a knockdown, drag-out fight. But listen. Okay, 24 hours after the Supreme Court acted or didn't act, you had the White House with an action plan. You had the Senate with an action plan. You had the House with an action plan. And you had activists with an action plan. This is how fast they have mobilized every single lever of power they have. And look at what happens to us. We have so much pent-up dismay over the Afghanistan handling and the debacle and our people being left behind and the trafficking claims of Afghans bringing over child brides. I don't know if you saw that story.
Yes, I talked about that on the show yesterday.
I'm sorry. Yes. So you have upset on our side, and we are told by our leadership and many others, there's no way this is ever going to go into impeachment. There's no way you should stop going to restaurants or start going to them as a boycott or as a encouragement. There is no outlet for the political fury on our side. And that, to me, is you look at what the left does. They mobilize everything. And you look at what we do. There's no one speaking for us. and no one putting into any, this should be what people in the Republican Party are running on for the midterms, and they should say so. Okay, we don't have the power right now to impeach or, you know, in any way affect the process. However, you send us more Republicans, and we will. You send us more Republicans in the Senate, and we will hold hearings ad infinitum on what the problem is in Afghanistan and how this all went down. So in my opinion, this is funny, ha-ha, the vagina hats are back. But on the other hand, you look closely at what they were able to pull together in 24 hours and versus nothing on our side as far as where this huge political response should be channeled into.
Democrats are street fighters, and they understand also how to, you know, I've said this for a long time. We laughed at Obama. Well, some of us laughed at Obama. Some of them laughed at Obama as the community organizer. It was so funny. Oh, he was a community organizer. You know what this guy understood? He understood retail politics.
Right.
What you just talked about, the ability to mobilize in 50 different states in less than 24 hours requires what? It requires community organization. You don't pull this out of a hat. You don't just wave it and say, oh, you know, we should do something. These people have a network of activism. They have money to support it, and they are flush with money to bring people out, to get the buses, to get what's necessary, to have the signs, to do all of it. This is what they do. Meanwhile, we are not nearly the activist that they are. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that's changing. And it also is important not to deflate the things that pop up organically, like that restaurant. I, you know, respectfully disagree with you. I think okay. that energy is looking for an outlet. And the idea that there should be safe spaces in sports and in restaurants and going about your life, I completely agree with. That should be. But that ship has sailed long ago. And in the safe space of culture is no longer safe. And our side has got to engage. And if our side, by supporting a restaurant and buying so much food that they had to close the doors, that shows you how many people want something to show that they're angry and that this matters. And it matters to people at a root level, at their marrow, in their bones, because leaving Americans at the mercy of terrorists goes against everything every normal American believes.
You know, this is when Joe Biden said that this abortion, this fetal heartbeat law is almost un-American, I was livid. You mean it's un-American to protect a baby? What is really un-American is to leave our allies in a lurch. What is un-American is to look at your damn watch while the caskets of Americans are coming off when they're shipped back home. What is un-American is to leave our soldiers in harm's way for your freaking political operation that's built on politics and not policy. Which is un-American is to give Afghanistan to China after Americans have spent their life treasure there for the last 20 years and to open up America back to terrorist attacks. That's un-American.
Right. Absolutely. Now, I just wanted to say about this little ruling that happened, if you actually read it, it's only a couple of paragraphs, what the majority, it was unsigned, said, it really is a shrug, James. They really punted. They didn't know what to do with this law because there was no precedent, which made it very clever on Texas's part because it isn't enforced by the actual state. The enforcement mechanism is citizens in Texas. They can sue if they think any provider is going against the law.
Right.
So individual citizens can sue, but the state itself isn't going to pursue it. So the Supreme Court was left with, well, how are we going to enforce an injunction or a stay if the people in front of us aren't the ones going to enforce it? So they didn't say, and they actually did explain, that we're not ruling at all on the constitutionality or anything else or the substantive issues. They basically just said we can't issue a stay because the people enforcing it are not here in front of us. So I don't know how this is ultimately going to shake out. I don't think that this is a sign either way of how any ruling would go, because this is going to have to be heavily litigated. So I just caution you that this isn't necessarily a victory on our side. On the other hand, it's a call to arms on the other side. So we better understand what the battle is and start fighting it.
Well, you have been amazing, as always, with your analysis of all of this. In fact, I want you to talk about this during the week again. This is something that I have been waiting to talk about because I'm still studying it, in fact. And I think, though, that this could be a fork in the road. And one of the things that Planned Parenthood did this morning, they were successful in getting a court to block them being sued by these outside forces. They accomplished that this morning. So, Princess Di, as always, informative. And by the way, I got spanked this morning by Princess Di.
She's
respectfully disagrees with my which I love it. And thank you for raising that. Because I didn't want to try to sound like I was coming down hard on this restaurant owner. I'm just at a place where, you know, damn, does everything in America have to be politicized? And your answer is yes.
Unfortunately, the left opened that door, and we have to fight it, even though we'd rather have it be peaceful. That ship has sailed.
Diana Mee, Princess of Policy, Princess Di, thank you for joining us.